introduction. Miracle. The word itself, when pronounced, has something magical about it. It makes us stick out our ears, trying to understand what miracle has happened. What on earth has occurred that deserves to be qualified as miraculous? Has there been a feat accomplished somehow, somewhere? On the other hand, have you noticed how in certain cases this word has been devalued? How it's been taken very lightly in nonsensical situations and for the flimsiest reasons? Allow me to mention one example or two. Say, an acquaintance we haven't seen for some time suddenly appears at the door. What's our first reaction? My, my, what a miracle! By what miracle you found your way here today? Oh, let's say little Johnny is a bum, a lazy pupil. He never does his homework, he's always late for school, he's often sent away from school. What's the reaction of Johnny's mother? It would be a miracle if this boy gets through his exams at the end of the year. But what about miracles in the biblical sense of the word? In the scriptures, the word miracle refers to something infinitely more important. It is something sublime, awesome, flabbergasting, something that leaves bystanders and onlookers stunned, even critics and enemies. What then, in biblical terms, is a miracle? It can be defined as a divine act aimed at resolving a deadlock when and where man is at his wit's end to deal with the situation. It's a divine act aimed at bringing glory to its divine author, to remind men of his, that is God's, sovereignty. It's a divine intervention in the affairs of men to help the latter get out of the mess he's put himself in through sin and rebellion. A miracle is also a means God uses to demonstrate his lordship over his creation. When Jesus works a miracle, the aim is to give irrefutable and undeniable proof of his deity, his divinity, his divine nature, which, by the way, was much and aggressively disputed in his day. The Bible is crammed with miracles, both in the Old and New Testaments. Almost every page of it illustrates one miracle or more. In fact, the Bible itself is a miracle in its own right. Imagine a book written over a period of about 1,500 years by more than 40 human authors belonging to various classes of society and having never met in most cases because they were not contemporaries to sync their writings, as we now call it. Yet they never contradict one another, but we see a common thread run through their respective writings, because the true author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit. That alone, as I say, is a miracle. In this podcast, we won't obviously be able to examine each and every miracle in the Bible. Not only that would be impossible, the Apostle John himself says at the end of the Gospel that bears his name that the world could never be able to contain enough books if all of Jesus' miracles were to be recorded. But that would be presumptuous on our part as well. So in each episode of this podcast, we are going to identify a miracle, alternating between Old and New Testaments, and allow ourselves to be struck with awe at God's omnipotence. I encourage you to make sure that each Monday and each Wednesday you listen in to hear illustrated a miracle wrought by Almighty God. See you.